House Bill 1301. Nobody to fizzle? No. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, member of the committees, I'm expecting Dana Nelson from the governor's office to be here shortly.
Right, okay.
My name is Pat Woodett. I'm with the South Dakota Office of Railroads, part of the Department of Transportation. We're the entity out of the DOT that's involved with the operation and administration of the existing 680 miles of current South Dakota and railroad track. I'll pass out these maps for you people to look at, which details pretty much the existing state system and how the proposed acquisitions of the new track would fit into the existing system.
You have an estimate, son?
My name is Pat Beth with the South Dakota Office of Railroads, part of the Department of Transportation. Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, just some background information until Dana arrives. I'd like to direct your attention to the your first map, which shows rail map. It's a multicolored map, which is primarily a regional map, which details the connections that South Dakota has for northerly product shipment. HB 1301 provides for the acquisition of approximately 23 miles of track that currently goes from, if you look at your map, from northeast of Aberdeen at the state line. There you'll see that it's in a yellow-orange color. From there to a station called Rutland to a station called Geneseo Junction. That's the 23 miles that HB 1301 provides for the acquisition of. Last year, through legislative approval, we acquired the lower 50 miles that you see that go from the state line to Aberdeen. And those we acquired that through the legislature, and we acquired that from through the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. Essentially, what we have here is an extension of that 50 miles with an additional 23 miles into the state of North Dakota, into Geneseo Junction, which provides the necessary access that we have for a continuation of that line and interchange with another carrier at Geneseo Junction. The acquisition of the 50 miles below, as I said, we got that last year. And as I said again, this is just a continuation of that track, which we need to maintain its consistency in for an interchange.
Any questions? Senator Albers.
So we're
going to
buy track in North Dakota?
Yes, we would. And that is not, Senator, unprecedented, because we purchased track in Iowa in the 80s when we acquired the old Milwaukee line. Actually, the track that goes from, if you can look at your map, it's indicated as the official South Dakota rail map. It's the second page of your handout there. If you would go to Canton, below Sioux Falls, you'll see where the track there goes from Canton, and actually the alignment goes back and forth across the Big Sioux River in and out of Iowa, down into North Sioux City and into Sioux City. So we currently own track in Iowa and in Sioux City, which is our primary interchange yards for the southerly flow of traffic.
Senator Valesky.
On this map here, where we're acquiring the railroad in North Dakota, is it subject to any mortgages or security interest? I noticed the bill it said that the purchase was subject to any mortgages or security interest. And also, what's the purchase price? What are we paying for?
Okay, to answer your first question, we're dealing right now with the process and the paperwork, and there as we find out through title search, there are no mortgages associated with the properties. And to answer your second question, what we are doing is we are acquiring the 23 miles through funding from the Railroad Trust Fund, which is an independent fund. and we're just currently right now involved in the negotiations for the price of that.
Further questions, Senator Stargis?
I guess I'm not sure why we're buying it.
The 23 miles?
Yes.
Okay.
Because it's there, it's operating now, isn't it okay, or what?
Currently, it is a non-operating railroad, and currently the 50 miles in South Dakota is essentially a non-operating railroad, and the 23 miles is absolutely essential to gain the connection that we need into Geneseo Junction, whereby an operator on the 50 miles can serve the elevators in Britton, can serve the elevators in Claremont, can serve the elevators in Amherst, and be able to take that product across the 23 miles for interchange at Geneseo Junction with the Canadian Pacific Soo Line, which is a competitor railroad to the Burlington Northern there, and we are structuring our freight rates based on what they can provide the shippers and for their destination.
Continue.
We're buying this 23 miles from the RRV&W.
That's the current operator on it. That's correct. The entity is the operator on the line is Red River Valley and Western, and they are currently a short line interchange partner with the Burlington Northern. And we're going to purchase it from them and be able to use another interchange partner at Geneseo Junction. So yes, to answer your question, it is the Red River Valley that we're purchasing the railroad from.
And how much again?
The price for the railroad?
Yeah.
We're currently in negotiation at $400,000 figure.
Then I have just one more,
sure,
Mr. Yeah, Chair. I noticed the RRV&W, I guess works in cooperation with the DMV&W from Geneseo Junction to Hankinson.
Senator, that's a good observation.
And also, are we eventually going to try to purchase something there too?
We intend not. To answer your question, as you pointed out, from Geneseo Junction to Hankinson and further east, there's a dashed purple and yellow line. That's a joint track line where both the Red River Valley and the DMVW have ability to operate. And they each serve their own respective industries on that line. Originally, it was a shared track between the Great Northern way back and the Milwaukee Railroad. So that's how the shared tracking originated.
Go ahead, continue.
So in the future, are we going to be looking at Geneseo Junction to Hankinson, adding that?
No, we do not intend to get that because, as I said, our primary interchange partner we anticipate will be the DMV&W, which will interchange at the Soo Line at Hankinson for further markets to the northwest and for markets through Duluth and to the Great Lakes.
Does North Dakota own any track in South Dakota?
I don't believe so, Senator.
Okay, I was looking at you to drop down into you. Senator Valesky.
Just quickly, Mr. Chairman, you say that you're negotiating a price of $400,000 at the present time, and that's going to come from railroad trust funds. Can you just give us a background as to where those monies come from that get into the railroad trust fund and how this $400,000 has been generated over the years that
okay.
you have available?
Certainly, as I mentioned, I'm with the Office of Railroads and involved with the administration and the daily operation of the 630 miles of state-owned track. We generate revenues from the leases, from the property, from the operations of that 630 miles. Those funds go into a railroad trust fund, and a portion of that is essentially a revolving loan program and a grant program, if so desired. And we use those funds in turn to finance additional development along state-owned railroad and in some cases along private railroad. So we loan those monies out, for instance, for construction for track facilities at the South Dakota soybean plant in Volga. For the construction of the track facilities at Herald, where they just built a new birdseed plant. Across the state, we have loans for new track construction to serve new industries located on railroads. And that's essentially what the funding in the trust fund is for, is industrial development through rail projects and the acquisition of properties needed to complete or use for the state-owned rail system.
Further questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Albert.
How do we get from the state line to Geneseo Junction now?
How do we?
Yeah.
What we don't. From the state line to Genesee Junction.
Do we need to?
Absolutely.
Then what are we doing in the meantime? Trucking?
We have no active track on the line, or no active traffic, excuse me. So essentially, the elevators in Britton, the elevators in Claremont, the elevators in Amherst have no rail access at this point. And it is being trucked to stations located on other railroads. And it's being trucked to stations at the expense of the farmer's pocket up there because they're not getting as good a price because they don't have the freight rates associated with rail. And also it's at the expense of our highways because you consider that there's 2,500 to 3,000 cars a year that came off at Amherst, Claremont, Britton line. You multiply that by 3.5 and you'll notice the number of trucks that are on the highway.
Senator Staggers.
If we were to approve this purchase in North Dakota, I'm guessing that the track that we already own in South Dakota, we're going to have to do some upgrade on that?
We have that track in South Dakota is capable of maintaining and sustaining traffic as we speak today. The Burlington Northern, prior to their, let's call, elimination of service on that, and prior to us acquiring that property, the 50 miles in South Dakota, they did all the necessary adequate rehab work, basically, that was required from the high water and flooding of 93 and 97. So we need not do any more work on the 50 miles just to handle initial traffic.
Further questions? Thank you, sir. Further proponents of House Bill 1301.
Mr. Chairman, Dana Nelson with the Governor's Office. I won't add anything. Pat did a more than adequate job, and he understands the railroad business. This is a governor's bill. I would stand for questions,
okay,
however, Mr.
Chairman.
Senator
Staggers.
Well, this year and also next year, it looks like we're going to be in a budget crunch. And with a budget crunch, we're now buying more track. Why don't we sell some of this stuff?
We have in the agreement with Burlington Northern an option to sell if they're interested in purchasing for the price we paid in the 80s plus any state money we put into there. The remaining track, I mean, you've got to weigh whether there's a willing buyer in the marketplace, and that probably is not true today. You know, if there were a willing buyer, we would certainly be talking to them, I believe.
Sarah.
Have we done anything to get out there to try to find some buyers for this track at all? I mean, instead of just kind of waiting around, are we doing anything out there to sell?
No, we don't have a realtor or anything like that that's out marketing it, obviously. But I mean, train tracks, as you well know, and I'm not trying to be too cute, they leave their trail. Their tracks are there. Everybody knows where they are, where the right of way is. There has been some mild interest in the line across South Dakota, west of Chamberlain, out into the Rapid City area, but nothing of any kind of meaningful discussion. The core line is under lease until 2020 to the Burlington Northern with an option to buy, and that's the line down from Rapid City all the way down through Mitchell to Sioux City, and the line from Sioux Falls to Mitchell, and that, which is what we call the core line in South Dakota.
Senator Valesky.
So, just so we're all clear, if we purchase this line into North Dakota that we're talking about, then it's my understanding that the line then from Aberdeen to Genesee Junction, North Dakota, will lease to Burlington Northern then?
No. No, sir.
We'll own it, and then who's going to operate?
We'll own it, and we will then work with probably a short line operator. In all probability, it would be the Dakota Valley, Missouri Western, who would operate on there. That's not conclusive.
Okay. But it wouldn't be a lease situation, though. They would just
It would be a lease situation similar to what we have with the Burlington Northern, the core line, similar to what Dakota Southern has west of Mitchell and so forth. Very similar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
When we acquired the 50-mile track from the lights, when we did that, it was the promotion of it was the senators up in that area was to service that part of the country, right? The agriculture. That's why we did that, wasn't it?
Absolutely, Mr. Chairman.
Absolutely. That, yeah. It was to service that part of the country because they were trucking everything and they need rail. Further questions to Mr. Nelson? Seeing none, thank you. Are there further proponents for House Bill 1301? Seeing none, are there any opponents for House Bill 1301? Opponents? Seeing none, I'll close it to committee discussion and disposition of the bill. Senator Valesky.
I would move due pass on House Bill 1301.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second by McCracken. Any further discussion on House Bill 1301? Seeing none, those in favor of House Bill 1301 will vote aye. Those opposed, no. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers.
Aye.
Dietrich.
Aye.
Hagan.
Aye.
McCracken.
Aye.
Valesky.
Aye.
Staggers.
No.
Bitter.
Aye.
Yay, six.
House Bill 1301 will go with a due pass recommendation. Thank you, gentlemen.